Emily, we last spoke on the 24th of February. Have you been busy since then?
Yeah, it's been a crazy couple of months so far. Obviously, Matchroom is bigger than ever. All the departments are growing so fast, and it's like a whirlwind here for us with all the new events and sports we're working with. So it's really going really well here. Netball obviously being the top priority for us. We're so focused on the Fast Five event in October. I mean, it's only the second year in the tournament already. The awareness is continuously growing. So now we all have to do is, keep up the work and put our Matchroom spin on things and stage it how we do with our other events. So all very exciting from here on in.
A lot of us are delighted that it's back after the success of last year. What about you?
The Fast Five had its best viewing figures netball has ever seen in the UK. So what a great benchmark for us to set, really. It just shows that there's such a demand out there for netball, and even more so for a fun, sort of enjoyable format like the Fast Five that we're doing. I mean, there's so many young female girls and adults that play netball out there, you know, whether it's after work with their friends and their co-workers or competitively at the weekend amongst teams or even professionally. However, not everyone watches the game. So our aim is to obviously reach that entire audience who like the sport for whatever reason. And obviously that's the beauty that Matchroom can offer. A short, lively, engaging format for all ages to be able to watch.
It's nice to see that it's at the Copper Box because it's fairly accessible for many people.
The Copper Box is such a great venue for us. It's in London. It's so easy to travel to. You know, find a more suitable venue for the Fast Five netball tournament than the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park. Obviously, the capacity is slightly smaller than what we hope for. However, you know, we're realistic in what we can achieve. We know it's much better to sell this arena out and to actually create an atmosphere, which is everything that the Copper Box can offer for us.
Last year's attendance at the O2 was around about the 4,000 mark. That means you should have the place packed with any luck. How are sales so far?
Ticket sales are going really well. Obviously, we reached 4,000 in attendance last year, which was great for a first-time event. In a new format as well. We're sort of currently sitting at 3,500. I mean, we've got just over 6 weeks to go. So I'm very confident this is going to sell out. So if anyone's debating a ticket, I'm guessing now is very much the time.
And the fact that England won gold in the Commonwealth will hopefully help.
I was on the edge of my seat watching Commonwealth Games. You know, what an accomplishment for the England team and what they've done for the sport of netball in the UK. You know, this gives such inspiration for young girls growing up to play netball and obviously for them to hope to make similar or repeat achievements. This win just increases so much awareness and excitement for anyone and everyone involved in netball, really. Obviously, it's quite a shame that with calendar clashes that fans are unable to see some of the Roses player this year at our Fast Five event. But, you know, this is something that's a speed bump in the road, but we'll work together with England Netball for future years.
Is it the same format as last year? Remind me how the draw works.
The same format as last year. Why change something when it's good, right? Eight teams, double elimination format. We'll hold a live draw at Sky at the beginning of October, where a representative from each team will draw who they'll play in the first round of the tournament. So that's obviously very exciting to follow. Each team will play at least twice in the first round. Two wins and you're straight through to the semi-final. Two losses and unfortunately drowning your sorrows on the losers' bench watching the rest of the show. One win, one loss and you get another crack at it. So, you know, really good short, quick format to give each team, the ability to actually reach the semi-finals, and instead of just a short one game and they're off home, they actually get, you know, at least three tries at it. So I think this is a really, you know, beneficial format for this kind of event. I guess, you've got five hours, eight teams and 13 matches. The Fast Five format works so well for us here. It gives the opportunity for everyone to see so many teams under one roof, which is something that you don't ever really see in netball. Obviously, semi-finals and final played in a straight knockout, so obviously eventually giving us the champions. Whether that's Loughborough again this year, we do not know yet.
How nice is it that that new team, UWS Sirens, are involved?
It's great to have, obviously, Sirens involved featuring in our event this year. They're, you know, really enthusiastic and completely on board with the format with us. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing what they have to show on the 13th of October. Also here, London Pulse is the new team on the block too. So I'm sure they'll be looking to qualify for next year's event. I do hope they get in touch about coming along this year. It'd be good for them to see, obviously, what we, you know, put on display. And of course, we're always very happy to accommodate one of the Super League teams.
And an important question since last time we spoke. Have you managed to give that golden buzzer a bit of a showbiz revamp? A new lick of paint, maybe?
Yep, golden buzzer's definitely going to be much fancier this year. Obviously, with the budget cutbacks from our first year, I couldn't do what I'd always hoped to. But yes, you'll see something a lot more fancier this time. And hopefully we'll be getting some more funny videos of, you know, coaches perhaps running for the buzzer or pressing it at the wrong time or even missing it. I believe Bath had that one occasion, but still won the match. So, I mean, there's so many great features around the golden buzzer, and what an exciting part of the format. I can't wait to, you know, see what happens throughout the tournament.
It was great to see some of those world all-stars involved with our teams. What feedback did you get from them?
I'm so excited about the all-star picks. You know, we've been in discussions with all of the eight teams that are involved, and on my side of things, just hearing, you know, who they may have on board is just fascinating. And I know we obviously touched base on the Roses clash, but, you know, we're still really anticipating some big names. So, yeah, best to keep everyone's eyes peeled on socials. We're obviously looking to announce, you know, these big stars middle of September. So hopefully we'll have all of those out by then and everyone can see who will be joining us at the Copper Box.
Things like this are amazing to watch in person, but how grateful are you that Sky devoted time to cover the whole event? Have worldwide deals already in place thanks to partnerships that Matchroom have?
We're already live in 95 countries worldwide for the Fast Five Netball Stars, which includes coverage in Australia and New Zealand, obviously the Fast Five capital. Obviously, alongside our international broadcasts, it's incredible to have such a devoted partner in Sky Sports across all of our events, you know, let alone netball. Their production and coverage is always only of the elite standard. So, you know, we're always constantly in talks, just discussing how the event's going to work, how we best promote it. So, yeah, real good partnership between us both. And, yeah, I'm excited to see what sort of staging and production they put into place on the 13th.
And you've got to be pleased that, as a company, you're involved with the sport.
Sure, as mentioned, you know, Matchroom are bigger and better than ever right now. Our recent step into even just the gymnastics market. We've got a new event on board, the Superstars Gymnastics, where we obviously have the multiple Olympic champion Simone Biles, who's coming to the O2 Arena next March. I mean, this is just such a huge positive stance for gymnastics as a sport, and it's only really shown its full potential every 4 years for the Olympics. You know, netball, on the other hand, again, it's only in its second year in the Fast Five event, but it's early stages. But obviously, the future is so exciting here at Matchroom. We've got so many new sports, so many new events on board. You know, what's not to say that we can't launch a full weekend of netball in the UK, or better yet, expand internationally. So, of course, it's always one step at a time, but the sky's the limit. The sky's the limit for us. We have such a passion for this sport, and obviously our goal is simple. We just want to grow.
Tell me a bit about ticket information. Is there an option to sit with fans of the same team?
Head over to fast5allstars.com, and this way you can find all your answers to ticket info, where best to sit. But I would obviously get there fast because tickets are going.
It's taking place on the 13th of October. More information, fast5allstars.com. Emily, thanks for your time.